Filipinos, they're most mindful regarding the global coronavirus pandemic. The United States has passed the 5 million mark in terms of numbers of coronavirus cases. It's more than any other nation. Brazil and India follow as number 2 and 3 in the number of infections. This weekend, Brazil became the second country in the world to pass 100,000 deaths from the virus, second to the U.S., which has more than 162,000 deaths. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said last week he had a clear conscience, though, despite the toll. Bolsonaro himself survived COVID-19 last month and said he had done everything possible to save lives. In the U.S., the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation has released a model predicting nearly 300,000 deaths by December 1st if Americans don't start consistently wearing face masks. That's almost double the number of deaths recorded to date. Group's director said that if 95% of Americans started wearing masks, more than 66,000 lives would be saved. In Mexico's health ministry reported nearly 6,500 new COVID infections this weekend and almost 700 deaths. Mexico follows only the U.S. and Brazil in the number of COVID deaths. Mexico has more than 52,000, according to Johns Hopkins University data. New mask mandates went into effect this weekend in Britain. People now required to wear masks in most indoor settings. Travelers arriving in Germany from European regions with high infection rates must now undergo testing for the virus. And in France, the government is reporting that 70% of those who have gone on vacation have chosen to stay in their country. He lauded his people for participating in the revival of the tourism sector. VOA News. Belarusians hit the polls today to vote in a presidential election in which opposition candidate Svetlana Tikhanovskaya is challenging the five-term authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. Tikhanovskaya, who is a 37-year-old stay-at-home mother, entered the race after the May arrest for her husband, opposition blogger and presidential hopeful Sergei Tikhanovsky. She promised to free political prisoners and call new elections. Her husband was charged with attacking a police officer and organizing mass unrest and has rejected those charges as provocations. Although Tikhanovskaya lacked political experience, she's a teacher, she quickly emerged as the country's top opposition figure and Lukashenko's strongest challenger, with tens of thousands of Belarusians supporting her bid. Election officials registered her, perhaps not thinking she was a contender. They refused to register two other presidential challengers who are male, a former diplomat and an ex-banker. They're both in jail. Lukashenko has been in power since Belarus declared its independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. Many Belarusians oppose what they call his autocratic rule and criticize his handling of the coronavirus crisis. Sri Lanka's former president Mahinda Rajapaksa on Sunday took the oath of office as the country's prime minister for the fourth time. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa, Mahinda's younger brother, led the swearing-in ceremony at a prominent Buddhist temple on the outskirts of the capital, Colombo. The Sri Lankan People's Front, led by the Rajapaksa brothers, secured a nearly two-thirds majority at last week's parliamentary elections, which would allow them to make constitutional changes and strengthen the family's rule in the country. The Sri Lankan People's Front now holds well over 225 seats in parliament. A party representing the minority Tamils won 11 seats. The United Nations warns that COVID-19 poses a critical threat to hundreds of millions of indigenous people worldwide. To mark the International Day of the World's Indigenous People, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on countries to respond to their needs and to respect their cultural, social, and political rights. Many of the more than 476 million indigenous people around the world now live in remote locations. Their traditional way of life and their distance from heavily populated areas have largely insulated them from many diseases commonly circulating. But the UN reports COVID-19 has infected more than 70,000 indigenous people in the Americas alone. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News Via Remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman.